Good morning, Symphony. As we finished up the Book of Amos last week, we'll be continuing on with our devos on the Minor Prophets by opening up our Bibles to Obadiah chapter 1. Verse 1, the vision of Obadiah. Thus says the Lord God concerning Edom, we have heard a report from the Lord, and a messenger has been sent among the nations. Rise up, let us rise against her for battle. Behold, I will make you small among the nations. You shall be utterly despised. The pride of your heart has deceived you, you who live in the clefts of the rock, in your lofty dwelling, who say in your heart, who will bring me down to the ground? Though you soar aloft like the eagle, though your nest is among the stars, from there I will bring you down, declares the Lord. If thieves came to you, if plunderers came by night, how you have been destroyed. Would they not steal only enough for themselves? If grape gatherers came to you, would they not leave gleanings? How Esau has been pillaged, his treasures sought out, all your allies have driven you to your border. Those at peace with you have deceived you. They have prevailed against you. Those who eat your bread have set a trap beneath you. You have no understanding. Will I not on that day, declares the Lord, destroy the wise men out of Edom and understanding out of Mount Esau? And your mighty men shall be dismayed, O Teman, so that every man from Mount Esau will be cut off by slaughter. Because of the violence done to your brother Jacob, shame shall cover you, and you shall be cut off forever. On the day that you stood aloof, on the day that strangers carried off his wealth and foreigners entered his gates and cast lots for Jerusalem, you were like one of them. But do not gloat over the day of your brother in the day of his misfortune. Do not rejoice over the people of Judah in the day of their ruin. Do not boast in the day of distress. Do not enter the gate of my people the day of their calamity. Do not gloat over his disaster in the day of his calamity. Do not loot his wealth in the day of his calamity. Do not stand at the crossroads to cut off his fugitives. Do not hand over his survivors in the day of distress. For the day of the Lord is near upon all the nations. As you have done, it shall be done to you. Your deeds shall return on your own head. For as you have drunk on my holy mountain, so all the nations shall drink continually. They shall drink and swallow, and shall be as though they had never been. But in Mount Zion there shall be those who escape, and it shall be holy. And the house of Jacob shall possess their own possessions. The house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau stubble. They shall burn them and consume them, and there shall be no survivor for the house of Esau, for the Lord has spoken. Those of the Negeb shall possess Mount Esau, and those of the Shephelah shall possess the land of the Philistines. They shall possess the land of Ephraim and the land of Samaria, and Benjamin shall possess Gilead. The exiles of this host of the people of Israel shall possess the land of the Canaanites as far as Zarephath, and the exiles of Jerusalem who are in Sepharad shall possess the cities of the Negeb. Saviors shall go up to Mount Zion to rule Mount Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. Amen. First, a little background on the book of Obadiah. It is the shortest book of the Old Testament with just one chapter, and it is filled with poetry, a divine judgment against ancient Edom. Who are the Edomites? The Edomites shared an ancestry with the Israelites. The Israelites were the descendants of Jacob, and the Edomites were the descendants of his brother, Esau, the one who traded his birthright for soup. The rivalry with these brothers impacted generation after generation. It culminated when Babylon invaded Jerusalem. The Edomites were a small nation, but they rebelled against King Jehoram of Judah, and they just stood by idly as their brother nation, the Israelites, were being invaded. they seized the opportunity to violently plunder the Israelites and mistreated the refugees. With that context, we see in verse 14 that they are being accused for their pride. They believe that they were superior to the Israelites, and Obadiah makes it very clear that they would be facing God's judgment. Yet, we see in verse 15 that the day of the Lord is near, not to just the Edomites, but to all nations. This indicates that God's judgment is not exclusive to the Edomites, but is a reminder for us here today to see if we reflect any of the pride exhibited here. Although we have not experienced exactly what the Edomites had during the conquest of Israel, there are many ways we can contextualize their actions with the pride in their hearts. We see in the verses that the Edomites stood aloof while strangers carried off the Israelites' wealth. Let's take a moment to think. Have you ever stood passively while you saw an injustice being carried out? Or when there's a friend that needed help? The Edomites were just like the Babylonians who cast lots for Jerusalem. Have you ever taken advantage of someone? Perhaps they served a need that you wanted, such as an emotional fulfillment or advancing in your career. The Edomites gloated over Israel's misfortune and rejoiced in their ruin. Have you ever been happy over another person's misfortune? Perhaps you thought they deserved it, or it was a chance for you to get ahead. The Edomites went to their lofty dwelling and said, "Who will bring me down to the ground?" Have you ever felt superior to others or felt like you're better than other people? These are tough questions to ask and reflect on, and are just the beginning for us to examine our hearts today. In what ways do we hold on to pride and to self-exaltation? Verses 16 to 21 exhibits God's judgment of all prideful nations, and it is clear that they will fall from their prideful heights. Verse 3 says, "The pride of our hearts have deceived us." It's quite a sobering passage to read. But thankfully, the story doesn't end with judgment, but of God's promises of restoration. Especially in the light of the past few weeks as we studied the book of Joel and Amos, Obadiah is an extension of God's promise to restore Israel and all nations. Ultimately, we see the fulfillment of that through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So let's take some time to pray. I will close us, and hopefully today will be a time where we can surrender our pride and lay it down before the Lord. God, we thank you for this difficult but important book of Obadiah that we read today. Lord, we confess that we are such a prideful people. Just naturally, we are people that are so focused on ourselves. And even though it may not be in the same context as the Edomites, there are so many ways where we exhibit the pride in our hearts that have so deceived us all along. We pray, God, that today that you would help us to reflect on the ways that we take away the glory from you, where we are not a clear witness of who you are, Jesus. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you would teach us to be more and more like you. We want to lay these things down and repent for the ways where we feel superior to other people. Help us to exhibit the humbleness, the humility, and gentleness of Jesus Christ today. We want to be like you. So we thank you, God. We love you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.